I served for my country and everything.
When you were in the army? Or?
Yeah, Iraq. First Iraq.
Do you feel like when you came out of the army, you got any support?
Yeah, I did. I did at the beginning. But you fade away. You become a forgotten face.
Gary regularly sits on the pavements in Leeds with a cup in front of him. He never asks for cash, but he's told me he's grateful for what he's given.
Quite a lot of generous people and nice people in Leeds, and they will go out of the way to make sure you're all right.
Well, he's not the only ex-serviceman to be surviving on what he collects daily.
Everyone calls you Geordie.
How long have you been on the streets in Leeds?
Oh, going on and off, probably about 10 years. Loads of British Armed Forces and that on the street. It's mad. And everyone's trying to get off it. But there's just... This is nothing. It sounds good. All these people are saying that, you know, there's this and there's that. I would rather be there than freezing cold on the streets.
Well, some of the people begging in Leeds say there are big barriers to them getting help, like Keith.
Do you always sleep rough, or do you go to hostels? Or
underneath dark arches. We've got crits sometimes, but it's always too full because schizophrenia and that lot. And I can't be around so many people.
Well, a mental health condition isn't the only thing stopping some of the people begging in Leeds from accessing support. This is Richard.
I've got a dog, I can't go to any food place where they give food because I've got a dog with me. I've got it for 10 years, I'm just not going to give my dog up. I'm not going to tie it up outside because somebody will pinch you. So I just sit out here, make a few quid and go buy what I need.
Do you think you look after her more than you look after yourself?
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, you see my ribs, you can't see hers.